It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan.
Separated.
We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
I had no idea how to find each other.
My husband kept the kids occupied.
Calling our son, but there was no reception. Everything was down.
I felt like breaking
down and crying.
We handled everything very well.
But I had to try and stay calm.
The whole experience was fine.
Was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
It was kind of like a little family adventure.
Every mother hopes will never happen to her.
I remember the relief of being together.
I realized he was out there all alone.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Some parents plan ahead, some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Stay out super late tonight, picking apples, making pies. Put a little something in our lemonade and take it with us, we're half away in a fake empire. We're half away in a fake empire. Tiptoe through our shiny city with our diamond slippers on. Do our gay ballet and dance. Bluebirds on our shoulders. We're half awake in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire.
late.
You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sound right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. That's right, we're here. A little late, but we're here, and we're here till 8 p.m., so all is copacetic. Stay tuned. I'm going to do my weekly guide.
Who do you use a car to go a ride next Sunday? Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use a car because you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm going to do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
It is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio, and we are getting into our guidey. So we're going to have a phenomenal show for you. We've got music from Chuck Berry. We've got paranormal stories to tell you. So ever since I did the vinyl read angelic readings, it seems like every show is congruent and connected with the last, so there's a message from the last show and it just keeps going. This is very cool. This is something I didn't expect. This is not something that is, you know, planned, and this is what Paranormal Playground Sounds is all about. It's all about spontaneous goodness. It's all about opening up to the unknown. It's all about that. It's all about opening ourselves to something different, to something that we can definitely grasp and get our hands on. And so let's continue with this. Let's continue with all the good things that are coming in right now and coming into place. So woo. Here we are. Oh my goodness.
Is that what's happening right now? Yes. Okie dokie. Sorry, there's some technical errors, but that shall not be. We are. So while you're waiting, and so while we are getting that meditation flowing, take some nice deep inhale and exhales for me. Inhale and exhale. We are never left without. We are never left in lack. We are always left into the extraordinary goodness of what spirit has to offer. So there are no accidents. There are no mishaps. There are no coincidences. Everything is in effect of our highest good. We are always being taken care of in this beautiful moment. Inhale out. Exhale, inhale, exhale. Exhale and inhale. Getting into the higher frequencies of the infinite spirit. What infinite spirit has to offer us right here. Take some nice inhale and exhale. It is a beautiful time to be alive, and it's a beautiful, extraordinary day. Spring is upon us, and Happy New Year. Happy New Year, loved ones. Happy, beautiful New Year. There we go. You see, when we are present and patient, everything flows the way that it's supposed to flow. We're not worrying. We have no anxieties about the future, no regrets about the past. We are just here and magnificent. All extraordinary. All in the hands of love. Feel into this. Feel into this miraculous being of the now. Raise your vibration to the highest good right now. And we ask the intention and the spirit to help us, guide us through the show. What is it that we need? Anything that you need, anything that you need assistance with and healing? We put this intention right here. What is it that you need? What is it that infinite spirit can assist us with right now? May the luxury of peace come to you, as there is so much goodness in the air, and we get ready for that beautiful springtime. And what a beautiful place to live, Boston, Massachusetts, to see the seasons change. We can feel the beautiful sunshine coming in and the flowers blooming and everything radiating. We can feel how good it feels to be loved. We can feel the excellence and the wholeness. Feel into the spring and feel protected. Feel your entire being protected right now, cared for and loved for. As we go through this transition, because April is the transitional time of year, it's the new year, it's officially the new year. As we come into this new year of April, and we must grow into our new selves and leave the old self behind, we ask assistance and we ask spirit to please protect us. We ask spirit to please guide us, to please help us transition in the best way possible. you're feeling any anxieties about the transitional month and death and rebirth, this is a time right now to get the healing. This is a time right now to be filled with this beautiful joy of spirit and the innocence and the childlike nature of spirit, to fill your heart up with ease and fill your heart up with love and fill your heart up with warmth. You are so loved. You are so, so valuable and taken care of. Even when you're not feeling it, you're being taken care of. Even when you're not feeling the love, it's right there. It's a matter of being open to it and connecting with it. Our job right now is to feel good. Our job right now is to receive. And that's okay if you feel yourself coughing, if you feel yourself sneezing, if you're feeling yourself needing a release, you know, gas, farting. That's okay too. But seriously, if you're feeling like a release, good. This is the healing that's happening. This is all the healing. They're flushing everything out of your system right now. So if you're feeling, you know, whatever it is that you're feeling coming to the surface, just let it come and release. Just let it go. Come, release, then let it go. How good that feels right now. Angels be here, guiding you right here, right now. Letting the power of your angels love you. Allowing yourself to be loved. Allowing yourself to feel magical. Mostly imagining yourself having all your needs met. Just imagine what that is like, to have all your needs met. Doesn't it feel like you can be a kid again? Doesn't it feel like you can just release? Doesn't it feel like you can just take the load off? And that's exactly what Spirit wants for you right now, right here. Take the load off. This is your time. This is your time to be you, and this is your time to connect with you, and this is our time to connect with Spirit and be taken care of. You've taken care of everyone around you for so long. Throughout your day, every single day, you do so much for everyone. This is your time right now to just kind of sit back and let the universe and beautiful angels love you and take care of you. You can feel angels putting their arms around you, healing you, healing everything. Healing all things that do not serve you. Healing all things that do not. Serve your highest good. And they take all this energy that is no longer needed and they transmute it into a higher frequency for you. They give you the beautiful gift of alchemy right now. The beautiful gift of alchemy. And having you restore to your perfect you. And give a nice big smile and a hooray. Life is good. Life is amazing. Did you receive the healing? I definitely received it. I definitely needed that, you know. Sometimes on my way here, things don't go as according to plan, and sometimes traffic is a little bit more trafficky, and sometimes I'm late here because of the traffic, because that's what happens. And then, you know, I just let it go and just let it flow, because you never know why you're being delayed. You never know what's out there. You never know what spirit has for you. So always give blessings for spirit being by your side and loving you and giving you everything that you need, because everything works in its perfect nature. Everything is according to your highest good. Everything is planned the way that you need it. Not technically the way that you want it, but the way you need it. So, what a wonderful, you know, what a wonderful feeling. What a wonderful way to be. And, you know, sometimes we do get wrapped up in our everyday life and we forget about, you know, the waiting and the patience and letting things flow, because we are human. And we're in our human world, and so it's good that we can have things like this where we come back. We come back to us, and we come back to this beauty, never forgetting who we are. And we have our source, and this is home. Home is within you, just like Dorothy, the analogy of the red slippers. There's no place like home. Home is with you the whole time. I love you so much. Thank you for joining me in this guided meditation. I hope you got the same exact of healing and restoration that I was able to feel. I definitely feel 10 times better. Yeah, I just released that. I don't know what that was, but I just released it. Yeah. Anyway, when we get back here, we're going to have some talks about some Chuck Berry. We're going to have some talks about the connection with last, you know, oh my goodness. It's so much. There's so many flashes of things that are coming to me as I open up my mouth and talk about it. Sometimes I feel like I can't write it all down because there's so many downloads. And sometimes I feel like, you know, it was so funny. I had, when I was communicating this, there were so many things, like the book I found on the side of the road, and it had all this information. And of course, it has Chuck Berry's name on it. Like, this is just nuts. But basically, let's just say I found a book on the side of the road and it appeared to have Chuck Berry's name. It didn't say it was about Chuck Berry, but there are two different words that I put that was on the book, and you put it together and it's like, oh, this is Chuck Berry. And basically the very next day, there's a rockabilly band that did a cover of Maybelline, literally the very next day. And then on top of that, I literally found out the day I found that book was the day after, was March 19th. The day before, March 18th, was the day Chuck Berry's passing. So, 2017. March 18th, 2017. Isn't that nuts? It's pretty nuts. So, without further ado, Zell, let's get into some Chuck Berry, because this was meant to be. So, without further ado, here is the very
wonderful, famous, legendary rockabilly, rock and roll artist, and one of the greatest rock, musicians of our time, Mr. Chuck Berry.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing out to run my V8 Ford. A Cadillac doing about 95, moves bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. A Cadillac pulled up to 104, my Ford got hot and wouldn't do no more. The gun got cloud and started to rain, I tooted my horn for the passing lane. The rainwater blowing all under my hood, I knew that I was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
Place to go, riding along in my automobile. I was anxious to tell her the way I feel, so I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear, cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was cold, so we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
outer space class.
Watch out! What was that?
What happened?
We're lost in space!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth.
Here's how I made myself control my will using Adobe Premiere Pro.
First thing I did was film two plays.
And to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Because of cash in the purse, guns blast in the hearse. A vast universe when the last is the first. The past been a curse, I need some aspirin, a nurse. It's your casket in earth, but why ask when it hurts? A passionate verse, or some last minute work first. The human body's a living mass in this dirt. Puffing grass when it works, a bastard at birth. But at last planet Earth, I your ass finished first.
Sashed in his verse,
burning like gas on a torch.
Grasping the thought,
some don't see past their front porch.
Masked in a smirk,
no doubt my class been alert. Verbal splash for your thirst, five your ass finished first.
Because of crooks in the game, no one's acting the same. Not mentioning no names, merely passing the blame. Your ass been in flames since the cash went ka-chang. Now you can't stand the rain when my crew bring the pain. Through a masculine myth, who I constantly diss. As I bond with the fish, understand we the fifth. Platoon, hit the dirt, wish you well, wish you worse. Your ass been a curse,
five your ass finished first. Bringing it back from the loss, we have to report. The trash on the chart making you have to resort to leaving the record store instead of quenching your thirst. But at last planet Earth, five your ass finished first. Yeah, because the fast in the course, wife asking divorce, taking half of your cash, now you basking remorse, turning rap into sport, I've mastered the part, cause the trash on the chart, need you gasping for art, now if you mastered the art, I'm asking with force, tell the masses your thoughts, till your ass is a corpse, cause the glass in the burst, unfasten your purse, give your cash to the clerk, five your ass finish first.
Because the tricks of the trade, some are virtual slaves, a smirk will get raised once the pen hits the page, while your thoughts are the stage, and perhaps getting paid, relaxing in shade, time passing in days, I'm searching for ways to avoid the charade, cause when voices are laid, choices are made. Be not afraid. People plastic on earth, a verbal blast about the birth, five giraffe finish first.
In the torch, puffing pipes with a boost. You a hype, living loose with your life in the douche. You invite many fools when you like chemicals. Night of the living ghouls, your evil makes many booze.
You need to watch what you choose, what you give is what you get. Some are lacking intellect in the quest for a check. Is it love or respect? Does the subject get you vexed? Only four bars direct, the situation is perplexed.
Cause you in constant pursuit to be the last in the house.
Where's your wallet?
With the wife deep stashed in the blouse.
Like without a doubt, you can catch me on the B-side. Cause the one who wins the war
is the one without pride. J5 make you feel a little gaseous. At first.
Martin Lawrence.
And yes, I make you ask, is that lurch? Here to try and show lyrical madness that works. Give your cash to the clerk.
Five giraffes finish first.
But this is Sue's father. You know, Sue, he always take my old collection. I got a lot of collections of all kind of music, and he would always take my tapes and he played my tapes, and I look for my tapes. I can't find my tapes, and he's got them. Got them in his room, in the mirror. He's singing, he's dancing, and oh man, I used to get so tired of that. But But I liked it because I knew that this young man was gonna do something with his singing. He's a good singer. He can rap, but he's a good singer too. He would just tear Al Green up, all my old Fats Domino records. He'd just be, he was good at it. But he's a good rapper, and I'm proud of my son. I'm proud of him, and I'm proud of the fellas that's singing and rapping with him. It's good to see that. I know he could do it.
Hey, Charles, this your mama. Well, yeah, somewhere rapping. You need to be somewhere going to look for you a real job. Go get you a job somewhere and pay some bills and stuff. Come on, rapping. That's all you want to think about is rapping. Go get you a job, boy.
Auto insurance all seems the same. Until. Never cross my mind. Tell my wife, if I do, I promise you that you'd be here to stay with Dreamer Boy. Oh, Dreamer Boy. Oh, Dreamer Boy. Oh, Dreamer Boy.
Hello there. That was quite the transition. I was liking what was going on there. We had Jurassic 5, and then I transitioned some Bobby Harden in the Knight Riders with Dreamer Boy at the end, and he said, yeah, you know, it's interesting how I literally, Spirit was like, play Jurassic 5. Jurassic finished first, and I'd had no idea that at the end the dad would be talking about how, you know, the singer would like Fats Domino's, and we're playing rockabilly. So there's so much alignment happening right here. There's so much going on. Speaking of alignment, I wanted to pull my angel card. Romance angels are here helping you. Dear guardian angels of my soulmate, thank you for preparing my soulmate and me for love, for giving us the motivation to make helpful life changes, and for arranging for us to meet. Thank you for helping us recognize each other and have the courage to say hello so that we can eventually delve into a truly intimate relationship. How cute. This is the Archangel Michael card that fell out in the beginning. I actually didn't pick it. It fell out. So I was like, obviously. And so what was interesting is that it says right here. Okay. It says, thank you for preparing my soulmate and me for love, for giving us the motivation to make healthful life changes, and for arranging for us to meet. And it's interesting how this fell out because when I was driving here, I took a picture of a license plate that literally said the word health on it. And I knew that was a message and a sign. And I knew that's exactly the energy that Spirit wants us to dive into is our health. You know, that's coming in, the message that's coming in, you know, in the beginning of the meditation, it really was about, what is your intention? What do you want to heal? So what is it, you know, have your angels heal. And I mean, I felt it immediately. So I hope you were able to feel that. And I hope you're able to connect with all of that. And like I said, we're having, you know, this is a rockabilly, hip hop, Chuck Berry party we're doing. And I'm loving everything that's flowing. I'm loving everything, and hopefully, you know, when I get up and go to the bathroom, I'm going to find a vinyl for us to do a vinyl pick, one vinyl pick, angel readings. We had an angel card reading right here, the Archangel Michael deck, so things are just beautiful right now, and I'm so happy to be here, and I hate when I miss the show, and I'm so sorry that I was not here last week. I had to get some rest, so this is, you know, it's busy. April's very busy. April's full of a lot of things going on at once. It is the Fool card. It's the unknown. It's just walking into just unknown territory. So this is a very exciting time. But it also can be a very, very chaotic time with the retrograde going on. So with that, you know, it's good to stay grounded foremost for everything. It is good to stay. So stay grounded is the message that's coming out right now, is that everything that you do this month, stay grounded, stay connected to the earth plane. And this is good. I'm loving this. I'm loving everything. Absolutely loving everything about this. So let's just keep the magic flowing. Let's keep the magic going. By the way, if you haven't already, check out my TV show that's on every first and third Friday. That's right, The Boston Medium, over at Cambridge Community Television, 6 to 6:30, and that's where I do the live readings, and you get a chance to, that's where you get a call in. Last time the phones were a little jankety, and for some reason that happened last time when I premiered my TV show. It happens every time I premiere my TV show, phones ain't working. So, but I trust spirit. Everything's supposed to be the way it is, but hopefully the phone will work tomorrow, you know? And so it's going to be unreal. It is going to be unreal magic. And I'm excited, and I hope callers can come through, and I hope, you know, everything goes the way it's planned. Or, I mean, the way it's supposed to be, not planned. But anyways, here's some more Chuck Berry, Around and Around. And I will be back to tell you more about Chuck Berry. I'll be more to tell you more about what happened, what's going on while we're playing Chuck Berry, and the phenomenon with spirit, and the phenomenon of last week's show, not last week, the last time I was here, that show, Pink Floyd, and all the magic. So, I love you. Woo!
They say the joint was rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking. What a crazy sound. Well, they never stopped rocking till the moon went down. Oh, it sounds so sweet. Gotta take me a chance. Rose out of my seat. Just had to dance. Started moving my feet. Well, clapping my hands. Well, the joint started rocking. Going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking. What a crazy sound. Well, it never stopped rocking till it moved.
Some of that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it.
If you wanna dance with me, I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. Then don't you folks, they had a jamboree. Drinking home from a wooden cup, the folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango. The mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me.
Morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Gee, but the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. The drums loud and bold.
There you have it. Whew. That is... Ooh, Sweet 16's up next. But those school days, rock and roll music. There was actually a movie, this guy named Yahoo Serious, and he played, I forgot what, I think it was called Young Einstein, and he did that's how I knew that song first. And it was like, if you want to dance with me, I take my lover across the track. And he sung it like that. I actually think I would love to, play that version of rock and roll music, actually. That's going to bring me a lot of jollies. It's actually going to bring me a lot of jollies. If you want to dance with me, I'll take my lover across the track. No, seriously, it's called Young Einstein rock and roll music. It's so much fun. So... if I can actually, I think, I'm pretty sure I have it. I don't know why it wouldn't be there. I'm pretty sure that it's here. But it's like this, it's this funny performance. But anyways, I'll find it. So we're going to just play some more stuff. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is 91.5 FM WMFM at Vertex Free From Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston freaking medium. Did I have to put that in? The Boston freaking medium. Why is it so aggressive? Like, why are you making it an aggressive thing? Like, are you, can you explain yourself? Anyways, let's get on with some more of this. Anyways, here's some more rockability. Baby, till the end of time, I'm loving you, baby, brother, you're the mine. I'm loving you, baby, no matter what you do. You call my name and I'll be there. I'm loving you, baby, just to hear your word. I'm loving you, baby, cause you're my lover, dog. Well, I go to see the one I adore. Well, a hug and a kiss meet me at the door. And she tell me that she'll never let me go. Well, she keeps on talking about her rings and we'll be married in the spring. I'm loving you, baby, cause you're my lover, dog. Mind this day and that she'll never go away. I trust in her, hope she trusts in me. Well, she says she'll never be ashamed and she'll be proud to wear my name. I'm loving you, baby, cause you're my lover, dog. Till the end of time, I'm a